this hour and time to get our first look at what's going on in the news this morning with Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Yes, it is September, but the forecast still says hot. Central Indiana will be under a heat advisory from noon till 7 p.m. today, with temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 90s, could hit 100. And today is also a no-zone action day in Indianapolis for ozone and fine particulates. The region's air quality may become unhealthy for people who are sensitive to air pollutants. The weather will cool off as the weekend goes on. A study committee is taking a two-month test run at using iPads for legislative work. The goal is to determine whether the General Assembly would be served by using iPads for the legislative work, both in the State House and out in the districts. Wheatfield Senator Brant Hirschman says there's great potential, and by replacing laptops with iPads, the budgetary impact is at least negated.
So at worst, it could potentially be cost neutral, or at best, it could be a long-term cost savings.
Some of the savings coming from a reduction in paper costs. The committee expects to make a recommendation to the General Assembly by the end of October. Indiana has a new Secretary of Commerce after it was announced Thursday that Mitch Robe is leaving that position. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Robe is stepping down as the head of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation to take a job as president and CEO of Wound Vision, a healthcare technology company. Robe previously served in Mitch Daniels' administration as the head of the Family and Social Services Administration before heading up the Commerce Department for the last 2.5 years. In a statement, Governor Daniels praised Robe for giving up what he called seven of his prime earnings years to serve the state. Taking Robe's place is Daniel Hasler. Hasler, who has been working with the IEDC since February, spent more than 30 years working for Eli Lilly before retiring in 2010. Hasler will officially begin his new role September 16th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
An annual survey of alcohol and drug use by Indiana teens found a continued decline in those who have ever consumed alcohol, while more admitted using marijuana in the past month. The 2011 survey by IU's Indiana Prevention Resource Center reports about 65% of high school seniors say they've at least tried alcohol before. That's down from 68% last year and 85% in 1993. Marijuana use in the past month among seniors was reported at 19.8%. That's gone up each year since 2008. Researchers questioned nearly 169,000 students in grades 6 through 12 at public and private schools. Experts are stepping up a search for places where the invasive Asian carp might slip from the Mississippi River watershed into the Great Lakes. In the fight to keep the dreaded carp out of the lakes, most of the attention has focused on a Chicago shipping canal and nearby waters that offer a pathway to Lake Michigan. But the Army Corps of Engineers has identified 18 other locations from Minnesota to New York that offer at least a medium risk of letting species migrate from one drainage basin to the other. Of those, the biggest danger zone is a wetland complex near Fort Wayne that could enable the carp to reach the Maumee River and then Lake Erie. Indianapolis Public Works will open up the Keystone Avenue Bridge near Woodfield Crossing by 6 o'clock today, this evening. That's the bridge that was washed out by heavy rains back in June. And today, after a summer of repair and restoration, the Miss Victory statue will return to Monument Circle on a flatbed truck. The northwest quadrant of the circle will be closed to traffic from 10 to 11 o'clock this morning. WFYI weather, a heat advisory in effect from noon till 7 today. It is a no-zone action day. Sunny today with a high near 100. Tonight, mostly clear, low 73. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 94. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 81. And Monday, Labor Day, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Right now, we're at 75 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's almost 6:35 now. In sports, Kerry Collins got the start, played most of the first half last night, finished 5 out of 10 for 45 yards.